Okay, we are reconvening the hearing on the Prose Pine preliminary plat. Susan Drummond, Hiccup County Hearing Examiner. I think we were going to turn back to the applicant next to address some of the public comments that were raised earlier.
Hi, David Bannon, Bannon Engineering, and so I was able to talk to the owners, and I just let them know that all of these concerns that they had with that this has to do with closing out Prosperity. With this road, the road has been restored. Right now, it does have crushed rock, and I believe for the most part, it's drivable, and it's in pretty good shape. There is some restoration. There's some wall restoration. There's some, you know, it sounds like there's some water issues, some culvert issues with the ditch and stuff like that. All of that, I talked to them. We're going to run out there after this meeting, see what the issues are, and, you know, I'm sure that they're easily resolved, and we intend to do that. With regard to the road being blocked, it is not intended to be blocked. You will always have access. Power will always have access to those back lots.
And that includes to that power pole?
To the power pole as well. And I'll look at the power pole today, but they need access to the power pole. So
yeah.
I'm sure that there's going to be access to that power pole. And there are lots that are blocked in that road going into the new road, into Prose Pine. So there is only one access. So it will not be used as access at all, other than as just a utility road. So, yeah. So that's, you know, that's a non-issue. So so everything that I heard, and I've only been out on that road a couple times, so, and I haven't really paid attention too much about those slopes and things, but everything is small, 3-4 foot type walls. And so whatever we need to do to make that right with that restoration on that side, you know, I'm sure we will do. You know, it's you know, it doesn't sound like it's a big concern. So with that, you know, just to be clear, you know, this hearing is for Prose Pine, and all of that has to do with the final plat of Prosperity, which it will just be an existing condition with regard to Prose Pine.
Okay.
So we will, like I said, we will go out there today. You know, we have our geotech and our wetland biologist here, and I don't think we have any concerns with adding additional culverts or clean rock across that road to add additional drainage from one side of the road to the other, wherever we need to. And so I think we can do, even in the wet weather, we can do many things engineering-wise to make that the hydrological pathway between one side of that road to the other happen, okay, you know, regardless on what's out there. So I have no concerns over, you know, any of that. So, so with that, so I'm open. Any questions while I'm up here?
What I'm inclined to do is to leave the record open for about 10 days, and then that will allow, you had mentioned you were going to go back out to the site and talk some more with the individuals who had raised comments. And then if the record's kept open, the supplemental materials to address the drainage concerns can be added to the record. And if the parties agree on a particular submission, that can certainly be added to the record. You know, if there was, a joint submission, if the parties wish to do that, that would be that would be fine to submit it to the hearing examiner clerk.
Yes, and that'd be fine, and that'd give me an opportunity to talk to Mr. Purcell.
Yeah, I think it would allow for some of these
add a letter, you know, to your concerns and get this all official.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else from the applicant on that? Okay. Anything else from staff? Any questions from community development?
I'll just pop in real quick. There,
your name, just for the record.
Yes. Steve Heacock, and with Department of Community Development. Mm-hmm. There is a right-of-way permit related to the sewer extension that had been done for Prosperity with this roadway and road surfacing. That permit is not finaled. There are some inspection notes that are in there that look like they were in transition of trying to work these items out. One of the things that was also submitted with that right-of-way permit was the full wetland and mitigation report. So that permit does have that locked in as well for the restoration related to the sewer line. And that's a permit number 1504497.
Would having that permit in the record be useful?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it would, because the lead inspector for Public Works right away is Dale Blackwood, and there were recent notes from him in relation to the project and communication with the foreman out on the project, which it just said Jordan in the notes itself. But I was able to look that up, and I found that that permit is active and still seeking its final inspections.
Okay.
So that will be locked in, just for the record. So
okay, and the permit number again on that, I'm sorry.
It's 1504497. That's a right-of-way permit.
Okay, and if that can be added to the record, just provide it to the hearing examiner clerk. She can PDF that to me so I have it, and that will be Exhibit
32,
correct.
And that's all I had.
Okay, thank
Great.
You.
Great, thank you.
And did the public, was there anything further from the public today? I think I'm okay on all that. I do have those. And again, as I mentioned earlier, I'm going to keep the record open for 10 business days, wherever that lands us. If that happens to be a Sunday, then it would be close of business the following Monday, 5 p.m. And if the applicant and any of the individuals who testified, if they want to have a joint submission or anything like that, as I mentioned, that is fine, certainly. I can't require anything along those lines, but if there's agreement on the type of mitigation or describing what's going on out there and what's going to happen, that can certainly be submitted to the hearing examiner clerk. But certainly some follow-up comment regarding the public comment raised would be useful for me. I think that and there's no one else here to testify, correct? Yes, the record is open. So, yes, you would submit it to the hearing examiner clerk, Ms. Blonde, and after the hearing, she can give you.
I can give you a business card.
Yeah, that'll take care of that. So, and likewise for the applicant as well, in terms of submitting records that go to. That's fine. You can submit them all to the clerk. And then in terms of what will happen after that, so the record will be open for another 10 days, and then a decision probably, usually the way it works when I keep the record open, usually issues within 10 days after that. And that's emailed to the clerk, and she'll then provide it to the applicant and then any of the parties who wish to have a copy of that. So, all right, any other questions from DCD, from the clerk? Is there anything? Okay, all right. Thank you. We are closing the oral part of the hearing today, but as I mentioned, keeping the record open for 10 days. Thank you.